As you let your body relax and find a comfortable position, put a gentle focus on your mind, on whatever thoughts are going through the mind, or any imaginations, or worries, memories. You know, you're thinking about something that you need to do. I want you just to, in a relaxed way, just be aware of, gently, softly aware of the activities of your mind. And at the same time, see if you can notice your own abiding presence. What I mean by that is your thoughts naturally come and go. They come into consciousness, you're aware of them, and then they leave. One thought, after another, each thought is replaced by the next thought, and then by the next thought, and then by the next thought. So without any judgment, it's welcoming in fact all of the thoughts and feelings as they pass through, as they come and go. Let yourself notice your own presence, the one that is present to those changing thoughts. We use language like, these are my thoughts. I'm aware of these thoughts. I am aware of these thoughts as they come and go. So allowing the thoughts to come and go without interfering with them. It's really kind of like not interfering with your breath, you know? You don't, in order to breathe, you don't have to do anything. And also in order for the, and for the mind to wander or to daydream or to be thinking about this and that, you don't really need to do anything. You can do something, but you need not. You can direct your mind. Decide to think about one thing or another, but you don't need to. It'll be exhausting itself doing its own thing. And so just allowing the mind to do its own thing, without worrying about it, welcoming it, without any kind of judgment, just allowing it to be as it is. Put a gentle focus on your own presence. Just you, the one for whom these thoughts are. just you. Notice that your own presence is not coming and going. You just simply are. Allowing the mind to do whatever it does. Notice that you are not doing anything. You just simply are. Notice that you're not even performing an act of knowing. You're not having to say, oh, a thought's coming, let me know that. It's as though the thoughts come into your light, the light of your awareness, your being that's not doing anything at all. Other than being the awareful being that you are. There's no verb. There's no doing. It's just simple, simply being. So now again, you just relax and welcome your thoughts. Don't push anything away, just allow them to be as they are. Just feel the mind relaxing, deeply relaxing, no stress because no rejection, no pushing away. Allowing them to be with you. Relaxing the mind. Just relax, put a gentle focus. In your own simple presence. The one in whom these thoughts are as though passing through. Your being isn't moving or passing through. You simply are. Notice that your being is not touched by the thoughts or the feelings or the images. The images, feelings, thoughts that are changing, coming and going. You can't be those thoughts because you don't come and go. They come and go in you. You simply are always the same, always present. Notice what you are like. not identifying with the changing thoughts and feelings. It is your nature. Like I can describe thoughts and emotions and feelings, doesn't mean it belongs to the mind, the thought modifications. I can describe them, one thought is different from another. But how would I describe me? I have words to describe, but they don't do me justice. I'm not attached to anything, a son of Rohan. I'm conscious being Chaitanya Rohan. I'm free from time, Nitya Rohan. Free from time is changeless. And from modification, Avikado Hum. Anando Hum. And the fullness. These words are just inadequately pointing. My nature that can't really be described adequately. By the vocabulary that I have. But I know what those words are pointing to. They're pointing to me. Throughout the day, throughout the night and day, let the mind remember to just check and see if you're still there. The dog doesn't have to check anymore. Until in fact you are the home base of the mind, the resting place of your mind, the very adhisthana, the very being of your mind. Shadana means a refuge. Sometimes the Atma, the self, is called Sarva Bhuta Shadana, the one who is the refuge for Sarva, all Bhuta, all beings, Sarva Bhuta Shadana. Notice your nature and see why the self would be called that. Why your being is Shadana, is a refuge. Not because it does anything, just by your own nature.